SW Mobile.
KF4NXY, David.
David, how you doing this morning?
Very good, drinking coffee and staying warm.
Cool out this morning, and I already had my half a pint. I'll have to get some more when I get to work.
Yeah, well, be careful out there. It's wouldn't be a good morning for an accident or a breakdown, either one.
Right about that. You gotta let the car warm up good and everything, and just take your time.
So that's what I've been doing about the last week or so. Anywhere I've had to go, just take it easy. Be careful to get there. We had our church dinner at church yesterday. Had a good service and enjoyed all that. Last week before Christmas, and just mostly, try and stay warm and have a good week.
HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
Come on in here.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4 TFW.
Morning, Ken. Hope y'all had a good weekend and enjoying this nice, cool morning.
Good morning, David, Patrick, and Ken, KA3JCA.
Richard.
And Miss Sally.
Good morning, Richard and Miss Sally.
Hi, guys.
Car warm up before she goes to work. Not you on my trip, Patrick.
What was that?
$3.99.
Nice. Sad when you're wishing for $3 or $4 a gallon diesel fuel.
Yeah, I was happy. I filled up for I think $2.54.
Whammy today. I get to fill the propane tanks and the diesel fuel tanks on the tool truck.
Propane right now. I ain't bought any in a while.
I don't know either right now. I hadn't bought any in, I don't know, a month and a half, 2 months.
A few snow flurries when we were leaving Kentucky this weekend.
Got out just in time then.
Gonna be flurries. It wasn't even gonna make a dusting. And but it was nice to see.
Richard, pick it up.
I'm just a listening, just sipping on this cup of coffee.
Me too. I crawl back under the covers.
It's cold out here this morning. It's showing 19 on the excursion right now.
Lee Greer.
It says it's 26, but that's, I think it's taking it from the current weather from Simpsonville. So I have to get me one of those gauges from a bedroom window there.
Another cup of coffee. Be back in a minute. KF4NXY.
Antenna question. Your antenna work for TV?
People say that they've used their 2-meter antennas for receiving TV, but I don't know for sure.
Experience in that department.
Frequency range was right. It should work, right?
So, but I mean, I don't know for sure. I've never tried it.
Took a little antenna, one of those little inside ones, up there to Kentucky to put on the TV we sent them, and it's when you Google like the TV stations around there, and and they show you the map and the expected range, man, they're just outside of it. I was wondering if I put up a little taller antenna if it worked.
Sure, I'm sure you could Google it and try to find out. I'm sure there's information out there on it, and I've heard people on here talking about it.
What kind of adapter you'd use to get from like radio coax to TV coax?
The as you can. You just have to get the appropriate length and the number of elements. And I guess a TV antenna, they're kind of antennas are kind of slanted at an angle off the boom, whereas your 2 meter beam or whatever. But I have a little small round HTDV dish that's probably about the size of a little 8-inch saucer plate on the top of my mast out here, and I have a hard time even getting the digital stations around here.
Well, I have one of those little inside ones. This looks like two plates, side by side, and then I have one up on a chimney, but the one on chimney just looks like a flying saucer or something with a couple of wings and that. But I mean, I get, 60 channels and that, so I just wondered if I could help them out.
Kind of like a quad antenna. It's like I've got a little boom on it. I'm sitting here looking at one, a Channel Master one. It's a outdoor digital amplified antenna that looks like a small beam. And then you point it to the strongest station. And, of course, you can get the better the antenna, the more miles you supposedly can get.
And I'll have to think about it for next time we go up there.
On there, Ken, that says that you can use it for television and ham radio, but it tells you be careful that you don't transmit into your TV with a splitter.
And do a new TV any good, would it? KN4 TFW.
Okay, yeah, there's lots of articles about using converting TV antennas.
To receive a signal, it doesn't have to be a certain length, right? You just have to have a certain number of elements and lengths if you want to transmit.
Getting on 2 meter or just receiving the TV and signals?
Yeah, just receiving TV.
You're just using like a dipole antenna or something, rabbit ears. That's the most common type of antenna.
About it, play around with some ideas, see how I can help them out. Right now they got, internet TV. They don't pay for cable or anything, but the smart TVs have a lot of apps on them, and I guess you can get the app for the local news and everything, but I just thought it'd be better if they could get some over the air channels where everything would be in real time.
The Spectrum TV app that I use, and I think they're required to carry like the ABC, NBC, and CBS Network News local.
The Charter app, because you have an account.
From my internet is what I have, and then I just pay. There's like a fee that you pay if you want to watch TV.
Anything is out of their price range.
Well, we missed you on the net, Patrick, but do you have a good wedding to go to, sir?
The wedding, it was a Christmas party and church Christmas play.
Yeah, we had gone to bed early and woke up because I was thinking you were calling, and Gary came on and called the net and so forth. Well, I'm glad you had a good time, sir. It's always good to get out during these holiday activities and partake in that.
Watching the kids do their Christmas play and then just spending some time with the adults and, just sharing a meal together.
Find out if there was a DMR Santa at all? I'm not aware of one.
Mine was old articles. I couldn't find anything current.
Saturday at 1 o'clock, Gus from Florida went up to visit his grandkids and so forth, so I played Santa for a few minutes.
Santa on 80 meters, but I didn't have that set up with me.
Let's see. I'll have to go look at the talk groups and see if there's anything available. KA3JCA.
KFW. Somebody said there was a Santa tracking frequency when on Christmas Eve they give reports out where Santa is.
and you, I think you double with Patrick. There's a, there is that one you're talking about. There's also one, I think it's called CQ NORAD or NORAD, Santa NORAD tracking.
Patrick, go ahead. For TFW QSY.